amazing person. I hope you're having an amazing day, and if not, that's okay too. Welcome to the 23rd episode of Keep Calm and Mental Health On. I'm Aditi Adiga, your host, and I'm so excited to have you here. It means a lot. Today's episode is for the dreamers who are tired, and we're going to be unpacking thoughts that we carry and don't always say out loud today. This is especially for the ones who have vision boards, Pinterest goals, and five-year plans, but also have eye bags, a burned-out brain, and no clue what tomorrow is supposed to feel like anymore. This is for the people who ask, how am I supposed to dream when I'm this exhausted? 'Cause we live in a world that tells us to hustle, manifest, and visualize constantly. We're told to dream big, speak it into existence, and chase our goals. But what if you're in a season where you're just trying to get through the day? What if the thought of dreaming feels heavy? So we're going to be talking about goal setting fatigue, future pressure, and why sometimes the best thing you can do for your dreams is just to let yourself rest. So let's be honest. You wake up, and before you've even had a sip of water, your brain's already sprinting. I need to do more. I should have started that project already. Everyone else is working harder, and I'm behind again. There is so much pressure to dream bigger, even when you're drained. But then you open social media, and you see that people are waking up at 5 a.m., on their way to success, and that if you're not visualizing your dream life, it won't come true, and that your future depends on how hard you work now. And hearing all of this is really exhausting, and it's not because dreaming is bad, but it's because it's almost become a performance. It's no longer about what you desire, it's about duty. And so what happens when dreaming feels like just another chore on your really long to-do list? There's almost a kind of quiet grief that comes when dreaming stops feeling magical. You used to daydream about your future with wonder, and now it feels like a checklist. Start a business, publish something, win something, and best of all, be someone. And it's like you've been assigned a future you didn't even pick, and now you feel guilty for not chasing it hard enough. But here's the truth. No one says if you're in survival mode, you don't need to be manifesting. You need to be recovering. Your brain cannot build a future when it's still trying to process the present moments that you are in. So let's pause here for the most important reminder that I wanted to talk to you about today for this episode. Dreams need rest too. And they don't always grow by force. Sometimes they need silence, breathing room, unproductive time, a nap, a good cry, and even a quiet moment where you ask yourself, do I even want this anymore? Because resting isn't quitting, it's listening. It's letting your body catch up with your heart. Because pushing yourself to dream when you're not emotionally ready can create resentment, not progress. So you are allowed to dream smaller right now, and we're going to be dismantling something toxic. The idea that your dreams have to be huge to matter. What if your dream for the next day or even today is just to wake up and not feel behind, to eat without rushing yourself, to not cry during homework, to feel peaceful in your own head? That's valid. You're allowed to scale your dreams to your emotional capacity, because if your goals are making you feel worse, they're not necessarily goals, they're almost punishments. You can return to the big vision later. For now, give yourself permission to dream in whispers, not megaphones. So here are a few reflection prompts that you can use to really understand that you may just be tired right now, not lazy. So number one, what does my nervous system need more than just another goal? Number two, what's one big dream I'm holding on to just because I feel like I should. Number three, what would it feel like to dream without pressure to execute? Number four, what version of success feels like peace instead of perfection? And number five, lastly, what would I say to a friend who's this tired? You don't need to push past the fog. You need to sit in it long enough to understand where it's coming from. So something really important is understanding that it's okay to re-dream, because dreams are not permanent. They're not laws. You're allowed to redo them. The thing you wanted at 13, you don't owe it your life at 17. The goal you plastered in your journal 3 months ago, you're allowed to change it, edit it, and let it go. Because sometimes the dream was born out of a version of you that no longer exists. And that's not failure, it's evolution. What if your dream was never wrong, and it just needs a softer timeline? So even though you've been tired, the kind of tired that sleep doesn't fix, it's because you've been trying to outrun the feeling of being behind. But you don't have to earn your worth through ambition, and you don't have to fake a vision when you're in survival mode. The dream will still be there when you're ready. So for now, let yourself rest and let yourself be enough. You are not a failure for slowing down, and you are not weak for needing space. You are human, and this is a reminder that you are more than enough. It will work out, just not all at once. So if you're asking, how am I supposed to dream when I'm tired? You're really not alone. But there are seasons of dreaming, and there are seasons of restoration. There are seasons of chasing and seasons of recovering. You don't need to have the next 5 years mapped out. You don't need to prove your ambition just to be taken seriously. You're allowed to be soft. You're allowed to pause. You're allowed to be a dreamer in recovery. So today, take one thing off your plate and give your brain the gift of stillness. And remember, your future doesn't need you to hustle. It needs you to heal, because you are not behind. You are truly healing. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Keep Calm and Mental Health On. It can be found on Spotify, YouTube, and iHeartRadio. If this resonated with you, share with a friend who might need to hear it. Next episode, we'll be talking with a special guest who is a mental health advocate, speaker, and writer promoting mental health in the AAPI community. Stay tuned. Until next time, stay kind to your mind and take care. Signing off with love and leaving you lots of positivity, this is Aditi reminding you to keep calm and mental health on.